Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. Now, this spring, I'm featuring more educator interviews. Over the next few weeks, you'll hear leadership tips, strategies for art and STEM, how to rethink computational thinking in your classroom, and more. If you missed the interviews from the past few weeks, scroll back wherever you are listening to this. You'll find an interview with Jose Wilson on using Instagram Live with his students, Tanya Averith and Holly Clark talking about tech-infused classrooms, and Martine Brown sharing coaching strategies. I'd love to hear what you think about this new format. Just send a message to me on social. My username on Instagram and Twitter is @ClassTechTips. I'd really love to hear what you think, especially if you've been listening to podcasts for a little bit and are familiar with my format of sharing tips, usually just me, like on this episode. I'd love to hear what you think about these new interviews, or maybe if you have a recommendation for someone you'd like to hear from. This week's podcast is titled, 7 Reasons I Love Google Keep. I don't know about you, but I am one of those people who likes to stay organized. I have systems that help me get things done, whether it is prepping a couple weeks of podcast episodes all at once so I don't have to scramble each week, or creating blog post images with a template so I don't have to rethink it for each new post. I am committed to saving as much time and energy as possible, and staying organized helps me a lot. So in today's episode, I want to take you through one of my favorite tools, Google Keep, and 7 reasons why I absolutely love it. This is a tool that you can use yourself to help stay organized, and it's a great one to recommend or introduce to students, especially if they're already in the Google ecosystem, using Google Docs, Google Slides. Learning the type of skills that they need for their own organization is so important. And even if you are not a Googly school, I'll share some connections for getting started if you don't have a Google account. What exactly is Google Keep? Keep, and keep just like K-E-E-P, is an organizational tool from Google that allows you to keep notes and lists organized. You can use it for free. It's a free tool. And if you already have a Google or Gmail account you're already set up with, then you're totally set. In my episode about tips for Google Docs, even when you don't have Google Classroom from earlier this year, I share the steps for setting up a Google account if you don't have one already. Basically, you just go to google.com or gmail.com and create a free account. You can access it from the web at keep.google.com or download it as its own app, similar to the way you might access Google Drive by going to drive.google.com or downloading the app. This one, you're just looking for Google Keep. I have the iOS app on my iPhone and I use it on the web too, in both places. Now, as I mentioned, students can use Google Keep, and it's a great tool to introduce for productivity, self-directed learning, and project management. Now, depending on your group of students, I wouldn't overwhelm them with a whole bunch of tips all at once, but maybe set them up with a structure using some of the ideas I shared today, and then layer in some extra tips. But you know how kids are, and they will find other things that I don't mention today that you might not introduce with them. And you might give them an opportunity to share some of the reasons that they love something or how something's working for them as well. It could also be just an option that you decide to introduce that to them, because just like you and me, there are things that might work for one of our friends or colleagues that are just not the way our brain works when it comes to staying organized. In today's episode, I've pulled together a list of 7 reasons why I love Google Keep. And if you've used this before and I don't mention your favorite reason, please let me know. Just leave a comment wherever you're listening to this episode. Send me a DM on Instagram or Twitter because you know and I know, right? We're always on the hunt for tips. And so if you have something great, even if it's something that you don't think is a big deal, it could be a life-changing strategy for productivity for someone else. So tweeting it out. If you share it with me, I'll add it into the show notes for the episode as well. Let's dive into the list. And first up is one of the reasons that I got started with Google Keep in the first place. I love the way that it allows you to set up to-do lists. I create lists with action items, and Google Keep lets you create a list all within one topic. So you can create multiple to-do lists, you can add titles to them, and it can be all within one topic. Now, I am a paper planner and an online lover of organizational things. I could not live without my Google Calendar. I love it. It's all color-coded and it's a favorite. And I love my paper planner where I can sit down and each week and then each day say, these are my big important things and this is what my schedule looks like for the day. But I need to-do lists, and sticky notes, as much as I love them, are not the best way for me to keep organized with a to-do list. So with Google Keep, you can create lists with checkboxes right next to them and put all of your items there. Within your to-do list, you can rearrange or reorder the items, and you can prioritize them within that one list. You can make a to-do list with 5 things or 15 things, but you can also add a title so you can see if one thing is about one project, like all the things you have to do for one project, or maybe all the things you have to get done on a particular day of the week. Next up, number 2, is the note-taking feature. In addition to the to-do list, you can create notes, which are great for brainstorming. By having the note option here, it gives me a space where I can kind of do a brain dump or just put a whole bunch of ideas together in one spot and come back to it later. So a to-do list can get a little overwhelming if you put in too many things along with each line. Like, just give me the one thing, right? That's the thing I have to do. I know what it means when I put it on the to-do list. But if I want to put together some ideas, then I can go into an actual note. Won't have the checkboxes. It'll just give me a space to place it in there. If my note gets crazy long, I can convert it into a Google Doc, and that way I can add more to it or reorganize some of the information if needed. Number 3 is the mobile app. I love the Google Keep mobile app and the option that this connects to the website and syncs automatically. This means that if I'm at my computer at keep.google.com, I can put in anything I want. And then when I open it up on my phone, it syncs up automatically. Same thing goes. If I add something to my phone's Keep app, it'll pop up on the web. So having that mobile app is great because even though I tend to, spend more time on my laptop, say, than my phone when it comes to creating content, I know that if I am somewhere, I might need to reference that list that I made. Maybe it's at the supermarket, right? Or I might have an idea of something and I want to add a note to my Keep. I can do it right from my phone no matter where I am. It works offline too. So if you have poor connectivity, or maybe you put your phone on airplane mode, it'll update as soon as you get back onto your network. So to-do lists, note-taking, and the mobile app are the first 3 reasons I love Google Keep. Before we jump into number 4, there is a bonus one I have to add. If you already listened to my podcast episode with the interview with Martine Brown on tips for coaches tackling remote learning, then you know what I'm about to share, because in the episode, Martine and I were talking about Google Keep as one of her favorite tools. I told her I was doing a podcast episode soon, because this was just a couple weeks ago, and that episode went live. And I asked her, if you heard this, if you listened to the episode, what her favorite, like if she had a favorite Google Keep tip that I needed to add to my list, because I know it's one of my favorite things when I meet up or for the first time or meet up with a friend for a while on one of my ed tech crews, right? That they always have some fun thing I've never heard of. So we always love to trade tips. So it's great to do this with Martine. Of course, you could go back and listen to the whole episode. She had so many awesome things to share, but I want to make sure I put her Google Keep tip on the list. She told me, and I have to try it out, to be honest. You know, we're still sheltering in place here in Jersey City, in New Jersey, as I'm recording this, so I'm not moving very far. But she shared that she uses the location option within Google Keep. This way, it reminds her when she gets home or when she gets to work that she has things on her to-do list to check off, which I just thought was genius, because so many times when we go to one place or another, right, there's something on our list and we just can't do it because we're not in the space to get that thing done, right? So using location services was Martine's tip. This, of course, would be on mobile, right, because your phone is moving with you to the next spot. You'd have to make sure that location services were enabled. Sometimes you get that message when you download a new app. So that way, if you're relying on those location-sensitive reminders, you want to make sure that that's something to use, that you will use as well. Now, that's also a feature that you can find on the Apple Notes app. But to be honest, I'm a little partial to Keep, even though my default tends to be more iOS and Apple-y things because of the way it works so well on all the different devices. But I really appreciate Martine sharing that. And if you didn't get a chance to listen, her podcast, the one with the interview, is episode 60. So just 2 weeks ago, 60. I'll link to it, of course, in case you want to learn more about her work and her tips. But you can also just find it wherever you're listening to this, of course. So far we've got note-taking, mobile app, to-do list, Martine's bonus tip about turning on the location services and using the location feature. Next up is color coding. Now, you can color code the to-do list and notes so you can keep them in categories. Now, to be honest, I find this to be way more useful for my workflow than I do in Google Calendar. I always have the best intentions of color coding things in Google Calendar, but then I add something kind of on the fly and I forget to color code it, to be honest, right? As much as I love Google Calendar, it's not something I do a great job of. When it comes to color coding, that maybe will be a quarter two or quarter three goal for me for this year. But color coding on Google Keep is way more intuitive. And when you have them color coded, it's just like having color coded sticky notes. So I know in my Google Keep, I have things that are like weekly lists or things I want to accomplish within a certain time frame. Like these are the things for the month. I color code those blue. I have things that have to do with just my kind of normal everyday tips or things I want to get back to on my to-do list in yellow. I then use purple for things that have to do with book ideas or things that I want to revisit as it relates to a new book project. So you can, of course, set up whatever system works with you. If you are keeping things organized for different classrooms, you might already have everything period four is purple. Everything for math is orange, right? So if you have notes or to-do lists that go along with something like that, you can use your same color coding. It gives you plenty of options right within Google Keep. And of course, when you go from the web to mobile, those colors travel with you as well. Next up, number five, is rearrangeable. So the notes and lists that you make are movable. So you can rearrange the notes on your screen. You can even pin them to the top if there's one that you don't want to get kind of lost in the shuffle. Now, I love this because I'm typically in grid view where I see them all like in a grid, and then I can move things around to prioritize them or to group them. So having the notes rearrangeable is really great. This is especially useful if you are on the web and you've got a lot going on and you can see a bunch of notes in your one view at the same time and you just want to make sure they're all in the right spot. And if you're on the mobile app where your screen is smaller and you don't want something to be at the bottom when it really should be pinned to the top. So having that as rearrangeable is really great. Number six on our list of reasons why I love Google Keep is that they are collaborative. So just like a Google Doc, you can invite collaborators into your notes and they will show up on their Keep. So this is a great strategy from an educator perspective, because if you are working with a team member, if you're helping plan an event, if you have things that you're both taking care of, you can see each other's to-do list and kind of where you're at with things that you're working on. So that's an awesome way to do it from a colleague perspective. For students, because we're thinking about Google Keep as a student tool, of course, too, having this as something that's collaborative, it's a great introduction to more robust project management tools. It's great for their kind of collaborative planning. This is, of course, useful when we are face-to-face in classroom settings, but also in remote settings too, when you might be far away from someone else or working in an asynchronous manner, so not necessarily showing up at the same time or doing things at the same time. You can keep track of where everyone is at that way, everyone in your group meaning. So that could be really useful too. If you are helping a student with an independent study or a more personalized pathway for something that they're working on, you might encourage them to use Google Keep to make notes of things they want to take care of and then just share that note with you so you can check in with them and kind of see where they're at and know what kind of specific follow-up to offer. And the last one on our list of seven is to duplicate notes. You can make a copy, just like making a copy of a Google Doc, of any notes or lists. So if there are to-do lists you go through each week, you can duplicate them. So when might this be useful? Well, you can even just think about a trip to the supermarket, right? There's some things you always get and you don't want to forget them. So you can duplicate that note or to-do list. There might be something you do every Friday. I know for me, I try my best that at the end of the day on Friday afternoons, I have my newsletter ready to go out for Monday. I've gone through to make sure there's no one that I've forgotten in my Twitter inbox, right? So I have my list of things I like to do on Friday afternoons to kind of close out the week. And at the very top of that to-do list, the first checkbox is duplicate this message, like make a copy of this, because the first thing I do is make a copy and then I title it for the next Friday and then I start checking things off the list. That way I don't forget. I have that template that I go through every week, and sometimes I'll add a couple extra things that might be specific to that week, so I don't need to worry about those. But that gives me the opportunity to make sure I'm kind of going through the same close out the week routine each week, and Google Keep really helps me do that so I don't forget any of the things that are important. You think if you do the same thing every week you would remember, but we all know, right? Sometimes there's things that get lost in the shuffle, or we think we did, and so it's a great way to keep on track. So these are my seven reasons why I love Google Keep: the ability to make to-do lists, the built-in note-taking, the syncing and use of a mobile app, the color coding that you can do, the fact that the notes are rearrangeable, the collaborative aspect of Google Keep, and the ability to duplicate notes, plus Martine's bonus one about location setting. I hope this gives you a reason to try out Google Keep if it's new for you, or something new to try out if you are a seasoned user. If you have a favorite thing on this list or a favorite thing not on this list, make sure to reach out to me and let me know. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, open up Google Keep on your device. Next, make a new note or to-do list. Then, try out one of these tips, like color coding. And finally, share your favorite tip with a friend or colleague. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, follow at Class Tech Tips, that's me, on Instagram or Twitter or your favorite social network. I visit schools and conferences all over the world and support organizations remotely with webinars and virtual professional learning. So if your organization is in need of professional development, just send a message my way. And sending a shout out and thank you to Rev for supporting the podcast. You can find the transcripts for this episode made with rev.com on the episode page, classtechtips.com/podcast.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.